If you fell into sin, this video is for you. And I want to start off by telling you that God loves you, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. And I wanted to make this video, you know, not editing it, just putting it out there, because, you know, I've been struggling myself with sin. You know, God told me to stay away from, you know, this one guy I used to date. And I kept going back and back and back and talking to him. And of course, that's sin because I was in disobedience. And, you know, I'm making this video. Oh my gosh. Okay. The sun just came out. That's crazy because it's actually like, it was like really cloudy and it's like about to rain, but the sun just came out. And I told the Lord if the sun could come out. So that is crazy. But back to what I'm saying, God loves you. And, you know, as I like failed again, you know, and as I spoke to this guy, you know, I felt like a failure. I felt like, here I go again, you know, messing up. Here I go, you know, in sin again. And God, and I felt like, you know, I was just too far off, or like, you know, I messed up. I might as well just stay in sin. You know, I might as well just walk away from God. Like, I'm a failure. And, God just told me, he was like, Shayla, I loved you ever since you were in the womb. And he was just telling me, it's like your actions and what you do does not make me love you even more or even less. Like, I loved you ever since you were in the womb. And when he was telling me that, it was just so impactful because I could just see how I was going based off of my works, of what I'm doing. And I'm making this video to tell you that God loves you. Does not matter. Like, he knew you were gonna fall. Like, he knew you were gonna trip. He knew that you were gonna mess up. And what the Lord was telling me is that, you know, that's why he sent his son. That's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, because he knew we were gonna mess up. Like, he already knows your whole life, and he knew you were gonna fall into the sin. Whatever sin it is that you've committed, he knew you were gonna fall. And you know, he was just telling me, like, this is why, you know, Jesus had to die on the cross, because we aren't meant to be perfect. You know, we aren't meant, you know, we are striving to be more like Jesus every day, but we are not meant to be perfect, because if we were supposed to be perfect, then there was no point for Jesus to die on the cross. And I'm making this video to tell you that Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all, and the devil is a liar. The devil is going to try to make it seem like you're too far off, like God's not going to take you back. Like, look at what you've done. Look at the sin that you've committed. And I want to talk about a dream that I had, because I had sleep paralysis. So the sleep paralysis was actually happening in my body, right? And then I had like a dream while I was, you know, going through this sleep paralysis. And in this dream, I, you know, got up from my bed and I went to go turn on the light of my room, and the light wasn't turning on. So my room was dark, pitch black, dark. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to leave my room, because I felt a demonic presence. And when I opened the door and I was leaving my room, there was like a little light in the hallway, and I got on my knees and I was just praying and praying and praying, you know, telling God, you know, forgive me, you know, that I've gone back, that I've spoken to this guy, that I, you know, I messed up. And then I got up and I went to the kitchen. And when I went to the kitchen, my brother had just got home, and my brother works nights, so he gets home, you know, late. And I told my brother, I'm like, who's that, you know, that little kid? There was this little kid, you know, on the table, you know, he was eating pancakes. And, you know, I don't know who this little kid was. And so I told my brother, who is this kid? My brother was like, what kid? I don't see any kid. And when I saw the kid told me, you joined the army. So I'm not even like, I did try to join the army. Like, this was like when I was like 18, right? But I was like, okay, this is weird. Like, you know, I'm 24 now. What are you talking about? He told me, you joined the army. He was like, you got kicked out of the army. And then he told me, you fail at everything. And then he started laughing demonically. And when he started laughing demonically, I woke up, and it hit me how the devil, you know, when you mess up, he is going to try to make you feel like a failure. So you can stay in that mindset that you're a failure, that you suck, that God's not going to take you back. Look, you done messed up again. You might as well just stay in sin. And when I had that dream, I just knew, I was like, wow, like I can't let myself stay in this state of mind. Like, I have to pursue God. Like, I have to get closer to God. Like, I can't allow myself to stay, you know, in this place. And I knew it made the devil mad, because I decided to keep pursuing God, because it was taking such a toll in my mind that, you know, he was making it seem like, oh, you suck, you're a failure. Like, you know, God's not going to take you back. You know, how embarrassing, you know, like, everyone knows that you messed up, that you talked to this guy again. And, but no, you know, I had to stay firm in the things of God. And that's what the devil wants. The devil wants you to walk away. The devil wants you to stay in sin. But God loves you. God loved you ever since you were in the womb. And nothing can take you away from the love of God. God doesn't want you walking away from him. He knew you were going to fall. But the thing is that he shows his strength in our weakness, because he knew you were going to fall. And it's not about the fall. It's about what you do afterwards. Are you going to keep pursuing God? Are you going to keep pushing, you know, for God? And the thing that you can do is just pray and tell God, I need help. I can't do this on my own. And I had to pray that prayer, because I was like, God, I can't do this on my own. I'm still struggling. The enemy is still putting thoughts in my mind, and I'm struggling with, you know, myself, with, you know, that I want to go back, but I know I can't go back. Because, you know, if you've been like watching my podcast, you know that God has, you know, made me make that decision. It's either, you know, this guy or it's me. Because if I, whatever you pursue out of God, like, you know, without God, you have to stay out of God's plan to keep it. So I knew that if I wanted to pursue a relationship with this guy, and if I wanted to stay with this guy, I'm leaving everything that God has for me. I'm leaving, you know, playing guitar at church, because I play guitar at church. I'm leaving that, you know, I'm leaving having this podcast. I'm leaving everything. I have to leave God in order for me to stay with this guy, because this guy is just going to lead me to sin. He's not a godly man. And I knew that. And, you know, I had to make that decision. And even though I've made a decision, you know, to choose God, the devil is always, he's not going to stay, you know, just doing nothing. Like, he is going to want you to walk away from God, and he's going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, but you have to persevere. And, you know, I'm making this video to tell you that God loves you. And if you fell, get back up, you know, because you have to keep going. God knew you were going to mess up. He knew this was going to happen, but that doesn't take away on how much he loves you and how much he cares about you. And even today, you know, last night I got sleep paralysis, and I knew that the devil's mad because, of course, I'm still choosing God. And I ended up getting sleep paralysis. And I saw like something fly in my room. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was like something in my room. And then the door like creaked, like if it wanted to open. And I was in my body, and I was just like saying the words, help, help. Cause I thought it was my mom at the door. It was not my mom at the door. I ended up, and it was like, there was someone whispering, but I didn't know, it was weird. It was someone whispering and just like telling me stuff, but I really can't remember. It was just like, I don't know, like telling me like, I don't know, like something about a relationship. It was just weird. And, I knew it was something demonic. And when I got up, of course I prayed and again, like I said, the devil's not going to stay, you know, not doing anything. He's going to want you to go back. He's going to want you, you know, to not only that, to keep that mindset that God doesn't love you, that you're too far off for God. But even in the Bible, we see how David, you know, committed murder. And not only that, like, first of all, like adultery and then murder, you know? But not only that, like when we remember about David, we don't see him for his sin. You know, we see, you know, this was a man that loved God, that, you know, would do anything and everything for God. And, you know, God loved David. And when we remember the story of David, we see that man of God. We don't see his sin. And that's what I want to tell you, that God doesn't see your sin. God doesn't, you know, if you repent and you walk away from that, he doesn't just see you by your sin. He sees you, and he sees the love that he has for you. Not like the devil. The devil always going to remind you of your sin and, you know, tell you that you're a failure, like it happened in, you know, the dream that I had, a demonic dream. But I just want to sit here and tell you that God loves you, that you are so important to God. And keep striving, keep pushing, you know, to stay, you know, pursuing God, because God, again, he loves, loves, loves you. And I just want to go ahead and just, you know, end the video here. I know it's a little short, but God was just putting it in my heart so heavy, you know, to make this video, tell them about the dream that you had and tell them, you know, how I spoke to you and how I told you that I loved you ever since you were in the womb, and how it's not by your works. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, you could do, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know, preach and, you know, go places and evangelize, but that doesn't make you, make me love you even more, even less. Like, I still love you. And even when you fall, like, I'm there. And all you have to do is just repent, but not just ask for forgiveness, but walk away from that. You know, if you have to close the door, close the door, you know, close it, seal it. Don't go back to the things that are keeping you away from God. And if something's going to make you trip, you know, stay away from it. You know, because I know this guy, like, this guy is, nothing good comes out of me staying in this relationship or being with this guy, because this guy is going to make me fall even into more sin. And you have to flee from stuff that is going to make you fall. It's going to make you trip. And I know that, you know, even though this guy is, you know, he was someone very important to me, I have to let that go because God is even more important. And, you know, I can't stay in the mindset of like, I'm a failure. No, I messed up, but I got to get up and keep pushing. And that's why I'm making this video. Just want to tell you that God loves you. And if you need someone to talk to, I'm going to go ahead and leave the link of my Instagram. And if you don't have Instagram, I'm going to leave my email. but you can just shoot me a message and I can pray for you. We can talk about it if you need someone to talk to, because, you know, this isn't just me shooting a video. This is just me. This is me telling God, using me to tell you how much he loves you. And he knew you were going to mess up. But, you know, it's what you do after you mess up. It's, you know, are you going to keep pursuing God? And God wants, you know, God still wants you. So I'm going to go ahead and just end it here. I'm going to just do a quick prayer. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord. I pray for whoever's watching this video, Lord, or whoever's hearing this. I pray, Lord, that they strive to be closer to you, God, and that they don't fall back into sin or decide to go into the world, Lord, that they don't listen to the lies of the enemy, God, but if that they know that you love them, Lord, that you loved them ever since they were in the womb, Lord, that they are important to you, God, that it doesn't matter, you know, how many times they have fallen, God, what matters is that they get up and they push to pursue you, God, to still be in your presence, Lord. I pray that you have mercy on them, Lord. And I pray that you forgive them, God. I pray that you give them strength, Lord. Give them the strength, God, to continue walking with you, Lord. And that they don't listen to the lies of the enemy, God. And I put them in your hands, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. And if you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, we are located in Ferris, Texas. I'm going to leave the address in the description below. But I'm going to go ahead and just end this video here. God bless y'all, and I will see y'all in next time's video. Again, I know this video is short, but God was putting it in my heart to shoot this video, so I'm not editing it or anything. I'm gonna just put it out like this. but God bless y'all, and I will see y'all next time.